Moss says many people who promote themselves as Africa experts have never even been to Africa. He has spent many years in various African countries researching why, after half a century of development efforts, much of the continent remains mired in poverty. Moss says his book isn't intended as a textbook, but that its gist is that there's no fast fix for Africa's underdevelopment.
Single solutions are tempting. More aid, more democracy, eradicate corruption, get prices right, get better leadership. But inevitably, these single answers leave true believers disheartened. In the book, I call Africa the graveyard of silver bullets.
Moss offers no answers to people trying to find a plan to save Africa. In fact, his book cautions against such an approach. Moss says there are armies of donors and aid workers fighting poverty in Africa, and he reserves criticism for non-governmental organizations.
The saintly reputation in some circles of NGOs is sometimes undeserved. Many NGOs loudly demand to be heard and claim to speak for the people, but are themselves often accountable to nobody.
According to Moss, the international development community holds multiple views on African leaders. Some see the continent's political elites as working for the good of their people. Some consider them to be little more than thieves. To expose this duality, Moss highlights the example of Republic of Congo President Denis Sassou Nguesso, who is constantly pleading for debt relief for his war-wracked country.
You could also argue that he was a thug that came to power at the head of a vicious gang called the Cobras, who could really care less about his own people, and when attending UN poverty summits in New York, thought nothing of spending $300,000 of his country's money at a luxury hotel.
Moss cautions against what he terms the hype surrounding development in Africa.
Those seeking to get attention or raise money for African causes or for Africa invariably invoke emotional appeals to crisis and emergency. Usually they're pictures of underfed children. Flies on the eyes is the perennial favorite and I think should be considered an immediate red flag. At the same time, there are always salesmen for Africa who think that the real problem is media misrepresentation or that Africa is finally turned the corner. We don't need to worry anymore.
Moss says the development sector is rife with many myths that get repeated so often that people come to believe them. These myths, disguised as facts, states The Economist, are aimed at ensuring more money for NGOs.
There are facts peddled sometimes by campaigners. For example, the fact peddled by anti-debt campaigners that debt was killing 19,000 children a day in Africa. And this is a figure that was arrived at through a convoluted series of both errors and assumptions.
Moss says after half a century of independence, the lack of economic progress in Africa is one of the greatest disappointments in recent history. But he says even more worrying, after many years of efforts to free Africa from poverty, is how little is understood about how to turn a poor society into a wealthier one.
But as a whole, there is still no clear way to help turn Africa around. Even if it's recognized that external efforts can only do so much and that change must come from within, the development community still really does not know how to encourage that internal process. In short, we simply do not know how to make Chad more like South Korea.
Moss labels the aid industry in Africa a mess of confused ideas and dysfunctional agencies that is in itself part of Africa's problem. But still his book offers no solutions, only a guide by which others can seek to confront the morass of despair that is still a big part of many African lives. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.